Proclamation number 6572 of 14th of June, 1956. God's infinite love and patience. I must have infinite patience towards you humans, for you do not reward my great love for you in such a manner that you live according to my will. You constantly oppose my eternal order. You violate my commandments of love. You do nothing to earn my pleasure. You live completely wrongly on this earth. You do not make use of the short earthly life in order to change, and you constantly obey the wishes of the one who is my adversary. And if I wanted to be just, then I would have to leave you to your fate, which you have chosen voluntarily. But my love is infinite and so is my patience with you, who are wretched and would remain so forever if my love and patience did not take pity on you and thus not look at the length of time when you resist me. Therefore I permit of your activity and do not annihilate you, for you are my share. My love created you and my love will not let you cease to exist again forever. And what I fail to do in a certain redemption period, because your free will is decisive, I will nevertheless succeed to achieve one day, for in my patience I always create new opportunities for you to mature, and no matter how depraved you are. Even if you are still devoted to my adversary with all your senses, I am not angry, but you only move me to pity. I only see your weakness and inability to free yourselves from that one by your own strength, and I come to your aid. Only I cannot snatch you from him against your will, but I will not slacken to influence this will without using force. And this is an undertaking which requires utmost patience and perseverance. You often put my love and patience to a hard test, yet I am love itself. I cannot condemn you because you are mine and because the counteracting force still determines you too much to contradictions, for my adversary does not leave you to me without a fight, and therefore you still succumb to his influence too easily. You certainly did not need to fall into the abyss, for once you possessed strength and also light, i.e., realization, and you voluntarily turned away from me. And this sin weighs upon you, but even this great sin has not diminished my love for you, but it is the cause of your present unhappiness. It is the cause of your weakness. And therefore I brought you redemption from this guilt for the first time. Which, however, requires your free will again. You can never return to me again unredeemed, yet my adversary has lost all power over you as soon as you only want to become free yourselves and call upon the one who redeemed you, Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross. But as long as you reject him, you remain under the sway of the adversary. For this reason his mind is constantly directed towards presenting Jesus Christ's act of salvation to you humans as implausible, to deny him himself, thus to prevent you from taking the path to him. And you humans willingly follow his influence, you defy me through your behavior, you keep adding more and more sins to the great sin of old. Because you live completely contrary to my order from eternity, because you disregard the commandments of love which the man Jesus taught you in order to help you rise from the depth to the height. As long as you reject Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, there is no will in you to turn back and take the path to me, and despite greatest love and patience, I cannot save you from the abyss. Precisely because you do not call upon me in Jesus Christ. Nevertheless I do not relinquish you, even if eternal periods of time pass by. For I do not repay evil with evil. I do not strike the fallen with eternal darkness. I do not condemn but seek to redeem. I want to fill the unhappy with bliss. I want to give light and strength to those who are weak and darkened in spirit. I want to free those who are bound. But you yourselves decide upon the time when this is possible. You cannot be forced to love, to return to me. Therefore I solicit your love with untiring patience, and I will never slacken to pursue you with my love until one day you voluntarily turn away from my adversary and take the path to me, until I can draw you to my heart, until you have given up all resistance and want to be and remain mine forever. Amen.